This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. I want to study with you today a very burning question for every one of us. Do I really love God? The Bible plainly teaches that loving God is essential to our saving or our being saved. No one can be saved who does not love God. We find in Mark chapter 12, verses 29 and 30, when someone asked Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment of all?" He answered by saying that this is the first and greatest commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And a second like it is this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 22, if any man love not the Lord, let him be anathema. So we must love God. But you know, it's altogether possible for a person to think he loves God and, in fact, go about around with his neighbors and saying, "I do love God," whereas, as a matter of fact, he does not. It's altogether possible that a person can live his life upon this earth thinking that he is just what God would have him to be, and yet in the judgment to be greatly surprised to learn that he is lost. So I want today to raise some questions that will help us to answer the burning question, do I really love God? In 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, the Bible says, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith." That simply means that each one of us should every day put himself to the test to see if he really does love God. And so I want to begin by pointing out that we can give ourselves various tests. We can search our inner souls. We can determine whether we do or do not love God by finding out what the Bible teaches about our lives and whether or not we have responded in harmony with Bible teaching. We find in, first of all, the question, what do we do about the bodily absence of the Lord Jesus Christ? There isn't any way that any of us today can go down on the streets of the city where we live and find the Lord Jesus Christ walking about and talking to people. We cannot see his body. We cannot hear his voice. We cannot place our hands upon him and feel him and touch him. All of these things men could do in the first century. But today, he has been crucified, buried, resurrected, made various appearances on earth, confirmed the fact that he had been raised from the dead. Now he has been coronated King of Kings and Lord of Lords, seated on the throne of God at the right hand of God. And so today we walk by faith, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. But what does it mean to walk by faith? It means that you live a life of taking God at his word. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, the Bible says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Now, sometimes people give themselves credit for having faith when they have nothing more than their own subjective feelings. Faith is not a leap into the dark. It isn't just a jump at something. It isn't going beyond what you can prove. It is rather gaining knowledge that God is, that the Bible is his word, and what the Bible teaches, and then trusting and having confidence in that. To live a life of faith is to live a life, I reiterate, of taking God at his word. For instance, we find in Romans chapter 4, verses 20 and 21, in regard to Abraham, the Apostle Paul said, "For Abraham wavered not through unbelief, but was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform." Now, that simply means that Abraham lived a life of taking God at his word. Now, when the Bible teaches, as it does in Mark chapter 16 and 16, from the mouth of the blessed Lord Jesus, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." That means we take Jesus at his word and realize that we must not only believe, but we must also be baptized. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad that you've been with us. I want to sincerely thank you for listening today and urge you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour. Until next time, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.